This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I like Oliver's talent. The problem has been, and this is not all his fault, by the way, he played a lot better in the second half of the season than he did in the first. But you could say that for pretty much everybody on this defense last year.
Yeah, once they finally got the guys in the right positions, right? That was part of the issue.
The defense was a mess. We know that. So I'm not going to look at Isaiah Oliver and say, oh, well, he was a bum in the first half. Our defense was historically bad the first eight games. And we got a lot better, which is why we finished 6-2 the second half of the season. But specifically, Mike, when we talk about corners, here's the irony now with Isaiah Oliver. You're talking about a guy that all of a sudden now, he's got the most experience of any of the corners in playing time since being drafted in 2018 in the second round. This is your most experienced guy right now. It's not Sheffield, who I think highly of. It's certainly
he's
not
got a
AJ.
Higher upside, though. Don't think he's got a higher upside, though, than Oliver? Because remember, Oliver, they love the length in the arms. That was the thing they talked about. He's more like a prototypical Seattle Seahawks defensive back that Dan Quinn had when he was the DC there. I just think Sheffield is just more of an athlete. I mean, to me, he's got speed. He's got all the things you need, you know, in the NFL. He's just got to grow into the job. He's going to have to do that quickly this year. But, I mean, you still think you think Oliver's better than him?
I don't know if he's better. And by the way, AJ Terrell may turn out to be better than both of these guys.
Yeah, he better be based on how he was selected.
But I just think Isaiah Oliver is a guy with now the most experience. He has to take a jump. You can't have this secondary with the inexperience that we're going to have in the secondary with the decisions that were made. I mean, the Falcons, some people say they made the right decisions, they made the wrong decisions. Decisions are made every year. But with the inexperience, Mike, this is a guy that has to step up. He is a guy that has to take a jump in this third year for this team to go where they need to go. And, you know, whether you figure him being, you know, I think they've talked about AJ playing on the outside and, you know, he's not going to be on the inside as much, at least not right now. You talk about Dan Quinn and the cover three scheme and what we like to do and traditionally what we've done. But Marquand Manuel was our former defensive coordinator. Moore said that he feels like that Isaiah Oliver is comfortable right now, and like he came into his own at the end of the season. Well, if that's true, then he's going to have a hell of a season, and that's what we need from him if the Falcons are going to go deep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.